You ready?
Yes, sir.
We have to kick off. All right, she already hit record. All right, man.
All right. What's good? What's good, ATL? It's your big little homie, JoJo.
And it's your big homie, Kodak.
And you're tuned into the JoJo and the Big Homie Show. All right. And today we have...
He's a viral sensation.
Like, yeah, I was going to say...
He got the world moving and grooving.
Grooving.
Grooving gorilla. What's up?
What's up?
How you feeling? You good?
Feeling fantastic.
Hey, man. Welcome. Well, first of all, welcome to Atlanta.
Hey, it's lit out here.
It is lit. You're lit out here.
No, he's lit everywhere.
Facts.
He big in here, too, but he big as hell.
Yeah. Why are you so big?
Such a broad question. I mean, I bodybuild. I got into bodybuilding, and I didn't stop dancing, so... That's why I just.
What were you doing first?
Well, I always danced, but like I didn't really have like a niche. It was just always like I like dancing ever since I was young, and I started working out because I used to be really overweight. So I started working out.
Why the hell?
You need to get Kodak on your regimen. Maybe he needs to start pop locking dropping.
Workout.
Yeah.
No, continue though. You used to be overweight.
Yeah, I used to be really overweight, and when I started dancing, it was between my crush breaking my heart because she said she didn't like bigger guys, and after watching the movie You Got Served, I was just like, man, I always love dancing, so I'm just
that's
like,
tragic.
Well, I don't like big guys either, so. What?
My show.
Your show. The name of the show is what?
Who they go first?
Nah, dang, that's crazy. So, big props to Shorty.
Where is she now? I know she got to be kicking herself.
He's probably.
Ain't got nothing to do with you.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. So that same that summer, that's when I lost like almost 85 pounds.
85 pounds over the course.
And
of
you
the
did
summer.
That by. Bodybuilding?
No. That was when I was younger. I was just running.
Just kept running. Okay.
Could have been a cross country runner. That's how much I was running.
He was crying and running.
Yeah.
Just running.
Dang.
I've always had a lot of energy, like even when I was younger. So I just kind of like transitioned that into exercising, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So what got you into bodybuilding?
So when I started, getting bigger. People started noticing, and I'm like, I go to Planet Fitness, first for everyone. And then I moved out to Arizona from Boston, and that's when I really started, like, working out hard. And it was only just to work out, because I love food. I'm a foodie. So it was really just to work out so I could eat what I want.
I love food, too. Yeah. I do. Juicy crab.
Will you eat what you want, but you got to work out to, like, because The Rock said the same thing about the stuff that he eats.
Yeah.
But, man... Sometimes getting up to go to the gym is the hardest part about going to the gym.
It is, but
especially like when it's like on days like today when it's cold. Like today, morning, I woke up like 7 o'clock and I knew I had to be in here early, so I was like, I gotta go to the gym because I normally go at 12.
Yeah,
so I woke up at like 7 and like I gotta go. And that was the hardest thing I've
done
this year.
Are you working out to lose weight or to be healthy, Kodak?
Yeah, see that's
both.
The difference.
Both.
I want to be healthy. I'm trying to be on. Look, I'm trying to be on these dudes' necks for the next 100 years.
Pause.
Yeah, super pause. I'm trying not to curse as much. So, normally I say something else there.
Yeah, it's so, cool. I understand. Wait. I got what you.
I'm trying not to curse as much. But so trying to get healthy.
Okay, so you said you've been dancing since you were younger.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned something about You Got Served. I love You Got Served. Like crumb somebody real quick.
Yeah. I saw that. I remember when I watched it for the first time, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah.
So did you learn these moves on your own or did you take a class? Like, how did this go? You just sat in the mirror and was like, pop when I move my shoulder this way.
It wasn't even, I didn't even look in the mirror. I kind of just like, memory. Literally, muscle memory.
You know what you remind me of? Terry Crews.
Yeah.
So who in the dance battle? You or Terry Crews?
Yo, he does not want the smoke.
I don't know. I think he might want the smoke.
Like, yeah, I could pop lock, but I could do other things. Like, I could shuffle. I could go down the ground. I could
What? So you've been hiding. You've been putting your secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Moves
when that
on.
Battle happens, hoo-hoo.
Okay.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
So we was looking at your videos, the one you had, the one that you did in Chicago with the girl, and it was crazy. You finally got somebody to participate with
you.
But I found out recently you're Nigerian.
Yeah.
You have. So tell me about, like, that experience for you, like, just that, how that culture led into who you are today as a person, like, or did it have any hand at all in your dancing abilities?
I mean, my mother always, you know, she said that she loves to dance. You know, she would always dance when she was younger. So I felt like, huh, I probably got that energy, because when we go to African parties, you know, she'll be like doing her thing, and I'll be sitting in my seat when I was younger. I'll be like, you know, feeling the V. I'm like, yo,
yeah,
I'll get up there.
Yeah. It's really in your blood for real. Yeah. Yeah.
Afrobeat songs be hidden.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love it.
What's your favorite Afrobeat song? It's so many.
I know
he was tearing Essence up this summer.
Yeah, for sure.
He was tearing that Wizkid and that Tim's up this summer.
Yo, Tim's.
I need you now.
Okay. Definitely was getting me. I'm talking about shoulders popping. So I know a lot of people, a lot of people be hating all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for no reason.
The
like you.
Finds anything to hate.
Yeah.
No, they
can't.
They came in with fire.
Yeah, for sure. But you definitely give off good energy, you know. Yeah. And dancing, I think, is a form of, like, expression.
Yes.
You know?
Definitely.
Like, if I could dance. I used to dance when I was younger, but then when I got older, I don't know, I lost my rhythm. I can't twerk. I can't leave my ACL out of this. But I love to dance, but a lot of people, I see people saying, like, you just too damn big to be dancing.
You know,
how do you feel about that?
It's crazy because I am something completely different. And that's, I feel like it's just weird because I'm very swole and I could move like someone who weighs like 120 pounds.
Yeah.
And they're not used to seeing that. So when I do a move, they're just like seeing this big thing, like do a move that they don't think it should be done. That's what I feel like. And I feel like a lot of people are like, you're too big, you're too strong to be dancing like that, because it's not common, you know?
Right.
It's not common.
But that's what we need. We need more things that are not common.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not common to have podcasts go to radio. But here we are.
Here we are. The homies is in the dough.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, the internet definitely does breed a lot of negativity. Like, it ain't nothing but a bunch of haters on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So I feel like you coming in with so much positive energy, they don't want to see that. They gonna hate on that. But I think, you know, you what the game been missing. Like, you got to keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, and, yeah. And like, even before I did it, I didn't even think this was going to happen. I just did it because
you wanted
know,
to.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to express myself and I'm going to dance on social media, and whatever happens, happens. And I already, like, prepared for this, like, what could happen. So, you know, when all these negative comments come at me, I'm just like, it's okay. I can't make everyone happy.
Yeah, and it don't really matter, because if somebody come at you, they gonna look at what?
Oh, no.
Please.
A lot of
me.
People in person, like, they see me in person, they're like, oh,
you're bigger in person. you really big for real.
They thought I was fake in Chicago. They're like, yo, we thought it was like a filter. Like, I'm like, what?
No, I'm this big. Play around if you want to.
So I also saw another video of yours. You was dancing at a Kansas City Chiefs party. How did that work out for you? Because that game didn't end too well.
Yeah, it didn't end. It would have been different if they won, but now they're like, oh, he jinxed it. It was because of him.
That's the caption I saw. I was this is the reason the Chiefs lost.
You know, I just can't with
we
people.
Missed out on the Jackson Mahomes and Groovin' Gorilla dance off at the Super Bowl. We were robbed. of that.
That's so funny. That's what's up, though. I need you to teach me some dance moves. I need to learn how to dance. One, two, and three, and four, five, six.
Hey,
Kodak,
too.
Kodak got some moves, too. I actually got some videos I could show you a little later.
What?
Oh,
yeah, that
okay.
Kodak don't.
What video?
You know, when you was dancing, and you was like, what?
Oh, I was like.
Yeah, you had a whole dance with the.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not that, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not that video.
Yeah.
No, please. Oh,
wow. Yeah, now you remember.
That is.
That video.
You can't send people nothing. I sent you that in confidence, and you go, all right, Joe.
Hey, you got to throw it out there. You got to be like, hey, this is me. Let's go.
I mean, you never know. You never know. I'll show them the video, and you guys can collab one day and just, You got the moves.
So speaking of, like, collabs, like, what the internet is a great place for content creators. So what new opportunities have been offered to you, you've been able to experience since you've had these videos go so viral?
I mean, I've been in like some big name creators and it's been leverage. Like, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like Skinbone,
I love Skinbone. Funny,
Marco, like, it's crazy. And even Dancing Dan, like, he wants to like, you know, collab, and I love his videos. So yeah. Like, it's just crazy. A lot of people just reaching out, like, you know, let's get a collab. And then Kidda, man, he's my favorite dancer. Yeah. And he reached out to me. He's like, yo, we gotta get a dancing video together. I'm like, what?
So that's dope.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So are you getting paid for any of this?
Yeah, I'm starting to like do bookings and stuff, and you know, they pay me to do that, and then like if I, you know, they want to create with me, I'm getting paid to do that.
Okay,
so I'm
yeah.
starting to like now, you know.
That's what matters, the bag. Yeah. I mean, what matters is you being yourself, but yeah. as well as getting the bag
wanna,
while being
yourself. You don't
want
to lose yourself in pursuit of the bag, but the bag is definitely a nice plus.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. So is there a Mrs. Groove and Gorilla? The ladies want to know.
Not right now. I'm a free agent.
Yeah. Why would you ask that question like that?
His DMs are open. The ladies want to know.
Do they?
He
is big now.
A lot of people be thinking, they're like, oh, do you like men? Because the way you dance, I'm like, look, if I'm going to dance a female song, I'm going to be sassy with it. I don't care. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm myself.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with myself. I don't care.
Okay.
There's no manly way of doing anything.
Like, especially not dancing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you twerking. But even when you twerking, like, I have brothers that be...
I'll do a funny twerk, though. Yeah. I wouldn't be like da-da-da-da, smacking my... I would just be like...
Yeah.
You know? Like joking.
That's too funny.
Well, you heard him, ladies. His DMs are open. I don't know if he'll be able to get in them because he popping, but shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
Okay?
We appreciate you coming and kicking it with the homies, though, for real.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. And we are honored to, you know, be your
first radio
interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. You always remember. So then when you make it to the tippy-tippy
top,
I remember my first interview.
Then, yeah, you know, wherever we at that time, you can come back.
Hey.
We're going to be on the tippy-tippy top with you, too. We're going to be looking at each other.
Tippy-tippy top, eye to eye.
Okay. Standard. Well, not eye to eye. You kind of big, but but yeah, you get it. You get what we're trying to say.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, though. Appreciate you for falling through the homie's house. Well, this is not the homie's house. This is, you know, JoJo and Big Homie Show.
Yes. Definitely appreciate you for stopping by. And thanks for the positive vibes. You definitely brought positive vibes in here, smiling. Like, I like that.
Yeah,
I really like that. I rocks with it. Next time we see him, he probably going to be in his 7 security guards, shades on, fur. He going
to
have a fur on.
You're not
going
to be able to get him next time.
Yeah, I'm going to be something colorful, like, hey, I'm back.
Yeah, for sure. Always showing love. But all right, Atlanta, that's all we got. It's the JoJo and the Big Homie Show, and we out.